Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Sioux Nation and Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. We'll hear from him after this.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, South Dakota.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released the finalization of a rule to align the voluntary product of the USA label claim with consumer understanding of what that claim actually means. During the 2024 National Farmers Union Convention, Ag Secretary Vilsack talked about that topic, but first gave an update on enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act.
We also recognize that we need to level the playing field, and we need to make sure that farmers have a fair shake in the marketplace. For that reason, we continue our work on Packers and Stockyards. We recently finalized our second rule, which was focused on eliminating the ability of some to discriminate or to retaliate when producers exercise their right of association or exercise their right to reach out and see whether or not a competitor or processor might be willing to pay a little bit better or a little bit more. We're now protecting farmers from any kind of retaliation when they exercise those rights. We expect and anticipate to see more rules coming out from Packers and Stockyards. The next rule that will likely be proposed is a proposed rule involving the poultry tournament system. We expect and anticipate this year as well to roll out a proposed competition rule, as well as potentially a price discovery cattle rule as well.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
Now, I came to you last year and indicated that we were going to take a look at trying to create some consistency and transparency and predictability in terms of labeling. I told you we had a proposed rule, product of the USA. We received 3,300 comments about that rule. Today, we're filing that final rule that was announced. We're encouraging adoption of that rule as quickly as possible. There's an extended period of time before formal implementation, but we are now on record as being for the utilization of that label only when the animal is born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. We were also basically saying, now you can't get by with slapping an American flag on the package unless the animal is born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. The reason for this is quite simple. We surveyed consumers. We asked them the question, when you see this label, what do you think it means? I said, well, what do you mean? It means everything was done in the United States. Well, actually, that's not been the case. Then we asked the question, do you place a value on that? I mean, in other words, are you willing to pay a nickel or two more if that is on the list? Well, absolutely. We want to help our farmers. So in order for that value proposition to be respected, in order for there to be fairness and honesty and proper representation in the marketplace, it's important to have rules like this. I'm excited about this opportunity. We're also focusing as well on the issue of seed. As you know, we had a seed report. The seed report came back and said, look, first and foremost, there has to be a better relationship between the Department of Agriculture and the United States Patent and Trade Office. And because far too often folks are getting patents extended or granted, and it makes it harder for producers' voices to be heard in that process. It makes it harder for researchers to be able to have the germplasm to be able to create alternatives and new opportunities and more choice and more competition. So we established the Farmer Seed Liaison Program, and we're now providing that farmer voice into that process. We think it creates greater transparency. We think it creates potentially more competition and hopefully lower costs for farmers.
With Agriculture In Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.